Our scripture lesson today is taken from the Hebrew Scriptures, the book of Daniel, chapter 3. This scripture talks about King Nebuchadnezzar. He was king of Babylon from 602 to 562 BC. He inherited the throne after his father, Nabopolassar, died. He served as a general under his father and a brilliant strategist. Also, I'll be reading in this chapter a few different words that I'd like to just explain first. One is cubit, and it's a unit of measure. It's said to be the length from your elbow to the tip of your middle finger, about 18 inches. Another word is satrap. It's a political office in the Persian Empire, comparable to a governor. Also, trigon, and it's a small three-cornered harp with four strings. So I'll begin reading with chapter 3, verses 1 and through 7. King Nebuchadnezzar made a golden statue whose height was 60 cubits and whose width was 6 cubits. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then King Nebuchadnezzar sent for the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to assemble and to come to the dedication of the statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces assembled for the dedication of the statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. When they were standing before the statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, the herald proclaimed aloud, "You are commanded, O people, languages, that when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, drum, and the entire musical ensemble, you are to fall down and worship the golden statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be thrown into a furnace of blazing fire." Therefore, as soon as all the peoples heard the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, drum, and entire musical ensemble, all the peoples, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the golden statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up.